Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Even though we've got a forecast this weekend of kind of chilly weather, we're going to talk the Hot Stove League and Vintage Baseball with our buddy Mike Adrian, who is bringing Dodgers legend Maury Wills to town for a day of vintage baseball in the Prescott area. You'll want to hear more about that because we have a lot to talk about. And then after the news and weather break at the bottom of the hour, our neighbor and buddy Theron Wall will be here from Wallach & Volk to update your concerns about the housing and especially the mortgage market. Well, you know, new movies opening this weekend starting tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley include Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson. She had been nominated a few years ago as Best Actress for a movie called Room, and The Kid, a new Western starring Ethan Hawke, Vincent D'Onofrio, Dane DeHaan, and Chris Pratt as Pat Garrett goes searching for Billy the Kid in his final year. You know, daylight saving time starts Sunday morning across most of America, and while it doesn't change our time here, it will make our nationally syndicated talk show hosts air an hour earlier. So, starting Monday morning, you can tune in for Brian Kilmeade at 6 a.m., Dennis Prager at 9, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka at noon right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. We've got Mike Adrian in the bullpen ready to step up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Buick, worry-free luxury. Recognized by Kelley Blue Book as the best value luxury brand. Finley Buick Prescott presents masterful styling and modern amenities to uphold the standards of luxury. And for the month of March, employee pricing. And you keep the rebates. This means savings up to $9,400 on select models. Crossovers like Encore, Envision, Enclave, and Regal Tourx. Cars like Regal Sportback, Regal GS, LaCrosse, and the Cascada Convertible. Select models with as low as 0% APR financing for 72 months. You pay the same low price as employees pay, plus keep all the rebates. We guarantee to beat any Phoenix Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Finley Buick and Prescott at FinleyBuickGNC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. See dealer for complete program details.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:06, and as all listeners of KQ&A know, you probably have your calendar marked for March 28th. That is when the Arizona Diamondbacks open their 2019 season at Dodger Stadium against the hated L.A. Dodgers. But it's going to be a great season for a lot of ways, a lot of reasons, a lot of great players have changed teams, and we are here with a genuine baseball historian, Mike Adrian. Mike, how is this the second time you've done the Vintage Baseball?
Right. We were here.
You were here last
year. Just prior to November.
Yeah, you were here last year. And you brought along a couple of very unusual baseball collectibles with you. Describe those for us.
The one is a gently tapered oak bat, which is pretty authentic, even though a carpenter friend of mine back in Illinois made it for me. And he said, Mike, I messed this up. And I said, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
This is exactly what it looks like. And you get to swing it for a couple seconds.
Yeah. And it weighs a ton.
Yeah. It's oak. It's big. It's bulky. And it'll be on display at our game this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I'm hoping, I'm going to try to get it authenticated, but we're hoping it's an actual 19th century baseball bat.
How about
which
that?
Which just, how do they make it through, if we're lucky enough to find out that it really is from the 1890s.
They didn't have Hillerick and Bradsby back then.
Actually, they did.
Did they? Kidding me?
No, they did. And wouldn't that have been awesome if I could have looked on there and it would have said H&B?
Wow.
I would not have got it for as inexpensively as I did.
I bet you. Hey, let me ask you this, Mike. You're wearing an old White Sox jersey. I'm guessing that's from the 60s?
60s.
1960s, because I see the logo on it. Plus, you have the pinstripes. Wasn't it great, though, in the mid-70s when Bill Veeck had them dressed in the old style with the stovepipe caps and shorts, no less? They had them in shorts for a couple of years.
Yeah. The caps and the jerseys, I didn't mind. The shorts, you would have to bring that up.
That was an acquired taste.
Thanks a lot.
That was an acquired taste, yeah. that's like the old Houston Astros jerseys with the rainbow pattern. Yeah, it's a little bit too busy there.
No.
But tell us about the event that's coming up and where it's going to be.
This Saturday, we are playing the Fort Verde Excelsiors from over at the Fort. Very authentic team, but we're going to be playing at Ken Lindley Field, just an awesome venue. It's a free event. We encourage anybody with questions, comments, people who would actually like to maybe get a couple of at-bats, including you. You'd look good at our round home dish.
I would look around at the dish.
Be that as it may, we have people who are rounder than you.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure.
Do not let that concern you at all. But we encourage people, we'll probably play one 9-inning game. And we're going to be using the rules of 1860.
1860, wow.
And when I moved out here, I gained a couple years. Back in Illinois, we played 1858. So we come out here to play 1860. More than likely, teams that formed here, including our own Prescott champions, who formed back in 1876, probably played by rules from, say, 1870 or before. It took time for the East Coast rules to work their way through the Midwest and out west.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not that far off authentically, the era that we're playing. We encourage anyone who's ever been connected with professional baseball to swing by, share stories with us. We normally have Maury Wills from the Dodgers come to our games. He's worked his way into being the assistant manager. He at our game in November, which you were kind enough to help publicize, he after the game, he said, "Mike, you know, I'd kind of like to manage this club." And everybody kind of goes real quiet. And his wife said, "Dear, Mike's doing a pretty good job of managing this club. Maybe you could help someone else. So I said, "Tell you what, we're going to make you our assistant manager." So over the winter, my wife, God love her, put together this proclamation on parchment type paper. We signed a baseball and we gave him one of our hats, and we officially named Maury Wills as the assistant manager of the Prescott Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he still works for the Dodgers.
And they get first call.
They probably pay a little more than we do.
Yeah, I think.
I'm guessing. And this is the weekend he has to work. So he sent his regrets.
Mm-hmm.
But he should be at our game on the 16th.
Oh, okay.
We have a game on the 16th of March. We're helping Fort Verde and the town of Camp Verde celebrate the Pecan and Wine Festival over there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you miss us this weekend, definitely on the 16th, we'll be over at Camp Verde.
And where in Camp Verde will the game be on the 16th?
At the fort. Fort Verde State Park, I think it officially is. What's thrilling about that venue is we know that in the 1870s, 80s, soldiers actually played ball.
Mm-hmm.
Where we play ball.
At the fort.
And oftentimes I'll just stand there and I'm looking at the mountains, I'm looking off in the distance, not paying a lot of attention, and it hits you that you're standing, you're playing where young men, 140-ish years ago, did the exact same thing that we're doing. And there's something about history.
And the game was still developing then, too.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
They had no idea it would be what it is today.
None
whatsoever. Hey, let me ask you this, Mike. When you were a kid growing up, obviously you were a baseball fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here in Arizona, as you know, the Diamondbacks had to make a trade a few months ago. They traded Paul Goldschmidt to the Cardinals, where he is going to thrive. He will be the biggest hero in St. Louis they ever saw. It's the perfect place for him. But it's a heartbreak for the Diamondbacks fans who have really grown to love Paul Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a kid, was there ever a trade that completely broke your heart?
Louis Aparicio.
White Sox, of course.
And Manny Minoso
got
traded back and forth to and from Cleveland. Louis got traded to the Baltimore Orioles.
Yep.
And
he was the first base stealer I ever heard of when I was a kid. Because he was the fastest man in the American League.
Yes.
And he was the first genuine base stealer I learned about. Then, of course, Maury came along in 62 and set the broke Ty Cobb single season record.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did. As far as the major leagues in general, it used to bother me that Kansas City, the Athletics, who had just moved from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
50.
They played in Shibe Park in those days.
Yeah.
Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, sure.
Yep. That the Yankees tended to treat them almost like their minor league ball club. And to see somebody of the stature of Hank Bauer.
Or Roger Maris. Former Athletic from Kansas City.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Then to Cleveland and then to the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It bothered me to see those trades because somehow the Yankees always got the
better of it. They always did. Sure.
And of course, the Colavito for Harvey Keene.
Oh,
trade.
Sure. The funny thing is, Rocky was a slugger, and Harvey Keene was always a very high average hitter. In fact, it's funny because when Sandy Koufax threw his one and only perfect game, his last hitter was Harvey Keene. He struck him out at Dodger Stadium.
Really?
Yeah. 2-2 to Keene. The pitch from Sandy. Vin Scully himself.
What? That wasn't against the Cubs?
It was against the Cubs. Yeah.
And
it was. Here's the weirdest thing about that game, Mike, because I was listening to it on CBS radio back in my sister's house. It was not only a perfect game for Sandy Koufax against the Cubs and Harvey Keene, but the Cubs pitcher, Bob Henley, pitched a one-hitter that night. He pitched a one hit in the whole game, and that was a home run by Lou Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah, it was a 2-0 win for the Dodgers over the Cubs.
Lou Johnson was a former Cub.
That's right. Oh, my goodness, boy. Oh, the history is floating back. Isn't that amazing?
Hopefully your audience isn't falling asleep. I hope a lot of them are thinking,
goodness.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't
But isn't it funny how we remember stuff like this from 50-odd years ago?
When you mentioned Lou Johnson.
Mm-hmm, sweet Lou.
The first image I had was a green 1959-60 baseball card.
Of Lou Johnson.
Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can find it.
That would be interesting. Well, we've got more to talk about, a few minutes worth more, but we're going to take a break first. We're talking with Mike Adrian about vintage baseball taking place this Saturday, and it's going to be what time at Ken Lindley Field?
At noon.
At noon, and then the week later, the Saturday later, you'll be at the Fort in Camp Verde, hopefully with Maury Wills in attendance, right?
Yes.
We'll talk more in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment, like the rowing machine? I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Marshalla Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Brown Bag Burger, Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Calgary Flames live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley by 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit alversusagent.com. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2017 SNL PNC Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:21 with Mike Adrian and Theron Wall from Wallach & Volk will be here in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we're talking vintage baseball this Saturday at Ken Lindley Field and next Saturday at the Fort, the State Park, right?
At
the State
Fort.
Park, Camp Verde State Park, at the Fort. So there'll be baseball there. And we hope to have the Dodgers legend, Mari Wills, there next Saturday in Camp Verde. In the meantime, Mike, I have to ask you, with all this incredible baseball history, that you know and you talk about, when a very famous name died just 2 weeks ago, Frank Robinson, and it seems like everybody looks at the videos of him with the Baltimore Orioles because he was in the World Series with them, and he won the MVP, of course, in both leagues.
Right.
I remember Frank Robinson as the guy in the National League with the Cincinnati Reds who terrorized everybody, because in those days, people forget the Reds went to the World Series in 61. They had Frank Robinson, Vada Pinson, Gene Freeze. They had some serious power in that lineup. But wasn't Robinson a phenomenal player? And he did it quietly.
You forgot Ted Kluszewski.
Oh my! One of my goodness. And you know, Kluszewski used to snip the biceps of his uniform, to make room for his arms. Oh yeah, he was very muscular.
I like to think of him as a former White Sox.
Well, sure,
he had
sure.
his big years with Cincinnati. And did you ask a question, or were you making
maybe,
a comment?
Maybe. Let me ask you this. Do you remember an old, like 1959, 1960 TV series called Home Run Derby?
Yes.
Do you know where they filmed that?
Wrigley Field, Los Angeles,
Bingo.
California.
Exactly. Now, just the week before I moved to Arizona, I took the light rail and the bus down to that old site. It's now a soccer field. But the funny thing is, when you walk down, I think it's Avalon Avenue, when you walk down that street, you still see those rooftops of the same houses that were there when the Los Angeles Angels opened play in 1961 and batting practice. Keep in mind, the power alley in left field was 345.
Right. Yeah.
And you had home runs flying all over the place in games and especially in BP. And you had broken windows and you had dented siding. You had kids jumping into yards going after home run balls. It was crazy.
I had forgot that. The LA Angels.
The Angels played in their first couple seasons because they played four seasons at Dodger Stadium because they had to share the stadium with the Dodgers, but they called it Chavez Ravine.
See. Really?
Yeah, they played four seasons in the Dodgers ballpark. And then in 66, they moved into Angel Stadium. Yeah. In Anaheim.
In Anaheim. And that's still the existing stadium.
They're still there. You know, isn't that funny, Mike? Because you look at the Dodgers, who have been in Dodger Stadium since 1962. The Angels have been in the same stadium since 66. And the Los Angeles Coliseum, where I went for the first time to see a Rams game last season, that's been open since 1923. These three stadiums are ancient, and they're in earthquake country. But we still have all these teams saying, oh, we need a new stadium after 20 years. What in the world are the new guys doing wrong that the old architects did right?
That's a whole other program.
It's all about
baseball,
money, isn't it?
Stadiums.
Yeah.
And money.
Oh.
I look back, all three, the White Sox, I'm just using them as an example because we saw them a lot, but the White Sox, all three venues that they played at are on a north-south plane along Wentworth Avenue. in Chicago on the south side.
That's where the Chinese neighborhood is, too, right?
A little bit further north.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the Comiskey Park, which was the baseball palace of the world.
Sure. I love those cathedral windows behind the stands. Oh,
gorgeous. Yeah. Gorgeous stadium. Was at 35th and Shields on the northeast corner of 35th and Shields.
Mm-hmm.
The new stadium is on the southeast corner of 35th and Shields.
Mm-hmm.
The original stadium is further south, down around 37th Street, all the way down to 39th. And that stadium saw the likes of Ty Cobb, Walter Johnson, Eddie Collins.
Mm-hmm.
There's one little placard on a building that's
still left there.
Former home of the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
We're not being fair to the younger generations in that we don't. How is it in Europe you can have 400, 500, 600, 800, 1,000-year-old stadiums
and cathedrals
buildings,
mm-hmm.
and here you're lucky if you get 80, 90 years, and let's destroy it because we can make more money with
sure.
And I guess that's part of the reason I really like the 19th century mm-hmm. baseball. Not only do we try to provide a little historical context for mm-hmm. people here, to know that Prescott actually had a team that played for the championship of the Arizona Territories.
Yep. Isn't that something?
Right here.
Amazing.
There's a better sense of history, a chance for people on our Saturdays to see a game played pretty much like it was played.
Yeah.
I'm horrible with math. 150, 60 years ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
And we look forward to it, Mike, this Saturday at Ken Lindley Field at noon, and the next Saturday at Fort Verde State Park at the field there, correct?
Correct.
And hopefully next Saturday with Mr. Wills in person.
Yes, and he sends his apologies, and we'll get him back.
There you go. Mike Adrian, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Always fun to talk historic baseball with you.
Yes,
stay tuned, because we've got weather and state and local news, followed by a chat with Theron Wall from Wallach & Volk on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
We're so much more than just a great hardware store. Prescott True Value is the right place for your small engine tune-up and repairs. Our service center is here to put your small engines back in working order. Hi, this is Suzanne Springer at Prescott True Value. Our master certified mechanic is authorized in sales and service for all the brands we carry and more. No need to put those projects off. Get to Prescott True Value on Miller Valley Road. Expect the unexpected at Prescott True Value, where we believe behind every project is a true value.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with the Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 7th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A 30-year-old Baghdad man is dead following an apparent fentanyl overdose.
The man, who hasn't yet been named.
He started complaining that he was not feeling well. They then decided to head home to Baghdad.
The victim could be heard throwing up, coughing, and what the family member thought was snoring on the way home. At their Lawler Terrace home, she tried to wake him up, but with no success, so she called 911. Devlin describes what deputies found during a search of the victim's clothing.
Deputies found several blue pills in his pants, which showed positive for fentanyl. The family indicated the victim had a drug history but had been through rehabilitation and claimed he was clean.
Medical personnel were performing life-saving measures on the man when Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies arrived, but he couldn't be revived and was pronounced dead on scene. The exact cause of death hasn't been determined. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Mostly sunny today, a windy high near 58 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Rain and light snow showers moving in late tonight through late tomorrow night, an overnight low near a breezy 37. Weekend highs of a very windy 45 Friday, a sunny 50 and 54 Saturday and Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, mostly sunny and breezy. Highs today near 68. Very windy tomorrow with those same showers. Chilling after bedtime to near 45. Highs Friday, a very windy and wet 56. Saturday and Sunday, a sunny 59 and 62. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. And stay tuned, Q&A will continue after this.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Patriot Disposal is a local expanding company asking you to join our team. Patriot Disposal offers on-site training for a variety of jobs, including Class A or B CDL, heavy equipment operators, mechanic, welding, and sort line operators. Office positions available for customer service, bookkeeper, and human resources. For competitive pay and benefits, call Click or come visit our office. Positions available at all our locations, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Cottonwood, and Rimrock. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
As an accountant, believe me, doing the same thing every week can be boring. But with the Arizona Lottery's Million Dollar Madness, I have something to look forward to. Every week in March, you can enter any eligible non-winning $10, $20, and $30 scratchers tickets for a chance to win $250,000!
Time for a cake! It's vanilla.
Yay. Enter the Million Dollar Madness now through March 31st at azplayersclub.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:36 with our neighbor and friend, Theron Wall from Wallach & Volk. Theron, first of all, clear up a rumor for us. You are not the wall in Wallach & Volk, are you?
That's correct. I'm not the wall in Wallach & Volk.
I bet you'd like to be, but yes. No, just to make that clear for everyone. We've talked to you several times before on this show, and you've got your ear to the ground when it comes to housing trends, when it comes to mortgage rates, financials, long-term, short-term. What's the situation you're seeing right now in this area?
Well, let's talk about rates first. So the last time I was here, it was before the new year. And at that time, rates were pretty close. Early November, they were at the highest they'd been in close to 10 years. We'd seen pretty aggressive rise in rates. Since then, rates have come back down. Matter of fact, they're in line with, you'd have to go back to January of last year to get better rates than where we are today. That's been really good, for a lot of people that, maybe had to buy at those higher rates and now they can refinance. So that's a good thing. And actually, depending on what happens, because our rates are all tied to what's going on Wall Street, it's tied to the bond market. And depending on what happens on Wall Street this year, will have a lot to do with rates. We very well could see even lower rates, especially depends on what happens to the stock market. Quite frankly, if this rally ends up being more of a bear market rally, then we will see rates continue to improve. So there could be some nice opportunities for refinances or lower rates on purchases in the coming year.
In the news the last few weeks, we've seen a lot of stuff about trade wars and massive federal deficits. Mm-hmm. Does that have any impact on your industry?
Absolutely. So there's a joke in our industry that we're sort of the undertakers of the financial world because generally speaking, since our rates are tied to bonds and bonds do well when stocks do poorly, so there's an inverse relationship there. So if we do have a situation, something's going to be, harmful or just a bear market for stocks, that money will flow out of stocks and into bonds. And then as bonds improve, our rates will improve as well.
Just a couple of days ago, I had Neil Sneller, the former Prescott Chamber executive, who is now heading up. He's beating the drum for Touchmark, the new housing community overlooking 69 and Prescott Lakes Parkway. And also, I saw the other day, right across the street from the Findlay Toyota Center, brand new condo development or apartment development. Looks like it's about ready to go. These are obviously upscale complexes. What do you have to say for what's the picture right now for the affordable housing we keep hearing the area lacks?
It's actually it's a national challenge right now, but it's always been more of a focus for us. And the reality is that in real estate, we have two very different markets. We have the more affordable price and even stuff that, you know, it's not necessarily affordable, but I would say like about $350,000 and below in our market where it is still very competitive. There's a lot of demand, a lot of people that want to buy homes. You start going up over that into the higher price market. And there's just a lack of demand. That demand in that market is primarily driven by people moving here from other places, especially the coasts. And at the moment, those coastal markets are cooling off a little bit. And that higher end is very sensitive. So to what happens in those other markets. Whereas the more affordable range where are the people that live and work here, that is a far more stable market. Now that being said, we're going on multiple years of 7 to 8% appreciation, and we've hit a point where that affordability is maxed out for people. The wage growth has not kept up with that appreciation, so people can only afford what they can afford. They can't keep raising their offer prices. They're going to still max out at what they can pay each month, and either there's a house in that price range or there's not. So that's kind of what we're seeing is two very different markets. One is competitive, and if the homes sell within 30 days, a lot of times they'll go under contract if it's in the affordable price range, and whereas on that other end of the spectrum, they can sit on the market for a lot longer unless they're priced to sell.
So these breaks that are being applied, so to speak, are actually kind of a healthy indicator of the economy and the lessons learned from 2008, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's funny how the media will spin changes in real estate. So we're starting to see slower appreciation mm-hmm. on a national level. And a lot of the spin is like it's a catastrophic thing, like we're at the end of, but that's not the case at all. We want slower appreciation, 7-8% appreciation, these high appreciation rates. That's not sustainable for the long haul. We needed that coming out of 10 years, from the bottom of the market 10 years ago. A more normal on a national level is something close to 3-4%. And in our area, if you look at a 60-year average, it's just under 5%. So that's what we actually want as a more sustainable number. So slowing appreciation is certainly not depreciation. It doesn't mean the home values are going down. It's just they're not going up as aggressively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much of the market here is driven by Californians who are very used to much, much higher housing prices, higher taxes, and they come here and they see bargains?
There's a definite it has a big impact for us. So it's interesting looking at the difference between Yavapai County and Maricopa County. In Maricopa County, they cannot build homes fast enough for the local demand down there, and they are behind in building for the working population. Here, we're actually overbuilding for the working population relative if you just look at our local demand. Mm-hmm. The reason that our values continue to appreciate is because they're coming from particularly from California. And the conversations, it's really interesting how they've changed over the years, because the people coming 5-10 years ago, they were coming here for they were ready to retire, a change in life. Now, a lot of times there are other, particularly taxes, politics, things that are driving them to leave. And we get quite a few people that say, I never thought I'd leave California, but they're ready for a change.
Mm-hmm. When I lived in Oklahoma, that was my second radio job in Northwest Oklahoma. When we moved down there, we were struck by something that there were so many extremely upscale homes, mini castles, things like this, that were available for pennies on a dollar, it seemed. The reason was because for so many years, Oklahoma was booming on oil. Then the oil dried up, mm-hmm. and no longer were people with no education whatsoever could come into town, make $25 an hour as a roughneck, and no longer could people come in with money to invest, and you had wildcatters taking tremendous financial risks and walking away with millions, and everything in town dried up. In this area, are we pretty immune to that kind of a thing?
For the most part, yeah. Because, we don't have that kind of income
boom and bust
anyway.
Kind
yeah.
of.
It's yeah. not a boom and bust kind of environment that we're in. Our challenges are unique to that a lot of the people that move here are bringing money with them from mm-hmm. somewhere else. They may not make a lot of money now in retirement, but they have funds. They can pay cash or put a very large down payment down, and that keeps the prices at a place where working people in this area are always fighting the affordability thing,
mm-hmm.
Which is why, when we had that rise in rates, it was pretty aggressive at the end of last year. It really put the brakes on for a few months. It was, you talk to real estate agents and lenders and people, through the very end of the year, it slowed down quite a bit. Then the rates dropped again and things have picked back up. We're going to have a decent year right now in real mm-hmm. estate. That's really what it looks like.
Last week on this show, I interviewed Chef John Panza, and we were talking about the effect on the food industry, the fine dining industry, of the Food Network, where mm-hmm. everybody watching the Food Network now is a gourmet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I discovered not long ago that the number one rated cable network in the country is HGTV.
Mm-hmm.
Has that created a monster with people who think they know more than they really do when they're looking for a home?
It Yeah, I think in some cases there is truth to that. But at the same time, more information is also good. I think where the challenge comes right now is that the role of the real estate agent is really changed. People can do a lot of the research themselves. Mm-hmm. And where a good real estate agent really earns their salt is in helping them with the negotiating, because that part you're not going to learn from HGTV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the helping find a house, some of the things that go into what you might like in a house, all that kind of stuff. That's a lot of research people can do on their own, and they want to be empowered with the kinds of tools to do that. But then it's the negotiating where it really matters. And I that's something that I'm always encouraging people. Make sure you've got somebody that's going to help you negotiate, because these contracts, you can get into a lot of trouble. They're legally binding documents.
Yeah. Where do you find people lack knowledge in terms of the contracts, the administration, going from, oh, we want this house, to getting the keys and walking in? Where are the biggest pitfalls for people who don't have, or perhaps don't have an agent or don't understand the process?
I think they're the two big areas. One is in is really knowing what you're agreeing to and how to negotiate and what the risks are. Mm-hmm. There are significant risks, and there's a reason. Like, you know, there are some newer services that are focusing on technology. There are things like Open Door, where they're basically trying to streamline the home sale process and use technology to do it. The problem is that these are legal documents and legal the processes that you're going through, and everyone's unique. So just knowing what the risks are, either on the home, what people have to disclose, what they don't have to disclose, that stuff, there's a lot of people don't know what kind of trouble they can get into. The other place is when it comes to financing, what works, what you have to do to be able to get a loan, and how to structure the financing in a way that's financially the best strategy. Rate is a really important part, but our industry and all the marketing treats APR as the end-all be-all of everything. Mm-hmm. And it's a really important piece, but there are about five different pieces that go into deciding, depending on the circumstances, what's going to be financially advantageous, and what is a really good strategy for one person could be devastating to another. And that for me, that's the challenge on our side with the technology is companies like Quicken or Rocket Mortgage that kind of, they treat a process that is complicated.
Yeah.
And they treat it as like you're going on Amazon.
Like a commodity.
Mm-hmm. And it's not. It's just not, and the technology can't change that. It is the largest transaction in people's lives. It takes place over a long period of time. And how you're going to use the mortgage and the home and what else is going on with your finances, that has a lot to do with what's going to be the best strategy. People that get the lowest APR, could be costing them a lot of money in the big picture. Yeah. So it's just like if you go into the wrong investment, for one person that could be the right investment. But for somebody else, that could cost them a lot. Mm-hmm. So those are the two areas.
Since you work for Wallach & Volk Mortgage, if we have listeners who say are planning on buying their first home, mm-hmm. they don't know their way around all the particulars of it, what should they start doing right now, say 6 or 8 or 12 months before they start making an offer?
I think the first thing is to get advice from somebody that you trust. And I'm regularly encouraging people, if you're not ready to buy now, you're in a lease and it's still 6 months away, that's the perfect time for us to start this process, because there's no cost, there's no obligation. And a big thing that people don't know is that if you pull credit as a part of the mortgage industry, there are legal protections in place in the Fair Credit Reporting Act to keep that from hurting your credit. So there's no downside to doing it, just the time and energy involved. An online lender is not going to take the time. They're just going to say yes, no, move on. But with someone that's going to help and educate in that situation, you can set it up so that you can go through that, because it's going to be different for everybody. If you can raise your credit score 20 points over that time or more, that could save a lot of money. There's other aspects of the file too, that like your income, job situation, how you save money, whether we're going to use down payment assistance, gift funds. There's all kinds of things that could go in. And if you've got a few months at least, and ideally 6 to 12, when you have that conversation, you can have the best possible scenario when you move into a contract.
And are you also suggesting in that time period you not open up any new charge accounts or new credit cards?
Well, usually not, but it also depends. Sometimes that's exactly what people need to build some credit history. So I've got clients right now, talked to them today, 6 months ago, very minimal credit history. The credit scores weren't that good because of that. No bad credit, just no depth.
Yeah.
So the right advice on what to do and how to open accounts and use them the right way, all of a sudden now we've got up close to 720 scores, and these are first-time home buyers. And this is not somebody that ever wants to borrow money on credit cards, but they need to know how to use the system to their advantage, and we can set them up to do that. And I don't want them to borrow money on credit cards, but we need to show it in the system in a way that reflects who they actually are, which is somebody who pays their bills.
And how can our listeners contact you at Wallach & Volk?
They can reach me at 928-772-2669. Also, Theron, I've got some new branding, the Mortgage Wilderness Team. We will help people, guide them through the mortgage wilderness. So you can find that at, on Facebook or my website, which is theronwall.com.
And maybe next time you come in, you can bring your guitar.
I'd love to.
Theron Wall from Wallach & Volk. Thanks for the information. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Stay tuned, because I've got some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guests coming away on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Greg Schulte. Listen to Diamondbacks Baseball on KQNA.
It's the countdown to opening day. Diamondbacks Baseball returns to KQNA Thursday, March 28th against the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch 1:10. Sponsored this season by AMCO, Country Bank, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Affinity RV, Wallach & Volk, Yavapai Block, Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Waters Garden Center, Bradshaw Family Dental, Moyers Heating and Cooling, House Chilson Insurance, You Pick It, Home Furniture Direct, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Primavera Online School, Owls Auto Body, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Grand Canyon Financial, Prescott True Value, Cliff Castle Casino, Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Bottle Gas. It's the countdown to opening day, March 28th on 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM Prescott Valley Cottonwood. KQNA, your Arizona Diamondbacks baseball station.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you're a big fan of the Moody Blues, keep in mind that tomorrow night, the Prescott Elks Theater is hosting Go Now, the Moody Blues Tribute Band at 7 o'clock. Then Saturday and Sunday afternoons and evening, One Stage Family Theater is staging four presentations live of The Wizard of Oz, whose cast members were guests of this show yesterday. That will be Saturday and Sunday, morning and evening morning, afternoon and evening at the Prescott Oaks Theater to see The Wizard of Oz. Hey, if you subscribe to Netflix, and these days who doesn't, you might not be aware that every month they cull through their enormous inventory and they pull some movies out and add new ones because they just can't, you know, keep growing endlessly. So they pull some out. I'll give you an idea. Leaving Netflix this month, if you're taping these movies or watching them, this is your last chance. They're removing Bruce Almighty, Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters 2, Pearl Harbor, The Breakfast Club, The Cider House Rules, The Gift, and United 93. Also, they're removing Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, Baby Mama, that was the one with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, and Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Now, coming to Netflix this month, A Clockwork Orange, Apollo 13, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Saving Mr. Banks, the great Disney movie, Junebug, which made a star of Amy Adams, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, The Hurt Locker, which won Best Director and Best Picture for Catherine Bigelow, The Notebook, Winter's Bone, which made a star out of Jennifer Lawrence, Christopher Robin, Doubt, Blue Jasmine, one of the best movies I've seen this century, starring Kate Blanchett, who won the Oscar for Best Actress. Also a Separation, a best foreign language movie of a few years ago, and Season 5B of Arrested Development, my pick for the funniest TV series ever. That's what's going on with Netflix. And we hope you'll stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, and then Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable at 4. Join me back here Monday with Debbie Stewart for the latest Seniors and Caregivers Expo, David Barker with YRMC's Family Resources Center, and Augie Perry from Augie's for Tip a Cop Night. That's Q&A Monday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.